This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za. Bringing us straight to a conversation with Edna Kubega. Edna is going to be telling us a little bit more about who she is, what it is that she does, and how she does it all. My goodness, Edna, you are a true inspiration. Good afternoon and welcome to 7 to 9 K Pulpit.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you also to your listeners for tuning in. It's such an honor to be on your show. So, yeah.
Wow, Edna, thank you. You know, Edna, when I first came across all the work that you do, all four businesses that you run, the first thing that came to mind was, my goodness, how does she do it all? You know, how does she ensure that she gets there and she arrives and she does it? And I thought, let me speak to this lady and find out, because many other women out there, men out there, would like to be inspired by your incredible story. So, Edna, you are this incredible woman, dynamic. Take us through what inspired you to go into entrepreneurship and to take this route that is sometimes not as pleasant and as glamorous as people think it is. But here you are going ahead anyway. So what inspired you?
I don't think it is an inspiration or it's by choice. I think to be an entrepreneur, it chooses you. It's in your genes, it's who you are. Not anyone can wake up just thinking, oh, today I want to quit my job, I want to be a business person. No, it does work like that. And I think any entrepreneur will tell you that, because I realized from a small age, when I thought about it in detail, it's like, what really inspired me? I just thought, like, when I was in school, my favorite subject, for instance, was business economics. I had the best marks in all my high school. And it's not by choice, because I hated everything about school. I just did really well in school so that I can finish and not repeat a class. But those are the things that I would say... that is my reasoning behind it, because business is hard. To be an entrepreneur is really, and I'm glad that you touched it in your introduction, as to it is not an easy path. And so I don't think it is something that I would say I desire to do. It chose me, and I thought that, okay, if it chose me, then let me give it my best.
I love that you're saying that it chose you, and because it is what it is, then you're going to go ahead and do the best that you can do, you know, and serve with excellence. So can you briefly tell us about the businesses that you run? I know that there are many. If you could just briefly.
I will try to not bore you all with the
details. No, it's definitely not boring. It's definitely not boring. We want to hear.
Okay, so just a brief background of who Edna is. I studied tourism in Stellenbosch a couple of years ago. So I've been in tourism for 17 years. And also, as the last born sister of three daughters, my sisters always complained that I have no sense of dressing up and looking pretty like them. And then I realized as I grew and as I traveled in tourism, that I actually... I hate going to shopping malls with my sisters, but I would spend hours and hours in an African market in Tanzania or Kenya, and I would, my heart would just start beating faster when I'm in around African crafts, and if I look rough with my dreadlocks, and that was just me. So I think with also so many things happening in tourism, and also me working myself up as a junior consultant to an intermediate, to a team leader, to a product manager, I got promoted to go stay in Tanzania for 2 years in 2013 and 2014. So while I was there, I realized that why don't I just buy a few of these Maasai beads and go introduce it back home? And that's what I did. I opened a shop in 2017. After registering it in 2016, and this shop is just still running. It never stopped because of I think my passion and people just love that I love my brand. I look my brand. It is just me. And also it's a one stop shop where you get in, you can get your necklaces, your earrings, your everything basically. Purely because I don't like going from shop to shop. I make sure that when someone comes to me, I will be able to hook you up with a beautiful garment, as well as accessories and a bag and a pair of shoes that goes with it. And so that is Azania Exclusive Collections. Then the inspiration behind Azania Cleaning Services, which is now something completely different from fashion, came behind the 2 years when I was staying in Tanzania. And I realized by looking at the ladies that they are so much happier than a typical South African lady, purely because they have people at their houses which come at an affordable price that stays with them and clean their houses and take care of the kids. So these friends of mine that is like middle class or not even so middle class, like just average people, were so happy. And I thought like, what is the secret? And I realized that they all have managed to take care because we in South Africa, we work hard, so we become grumpy to our kids. We scream at them because we need to work so hard at work, and then we come home, and then we need to still cook and do this and this and this. So I thought, let me introduce what I've learned in Tanzania with my 2 years of being there and having a full-time nanny also there, to my South African friends. And I thought, like, let me give it to them at a reasonable price. I started with 300. Just to say, like, listen, girl, you work hard or you're an entrepreneur, but you do also need that break, that one person that will come in once a week and just take care of all the things that you don't get to do yourself, and then maybe you will be a little bit less grumpy and have time to go do your nails and hair and all these girly things that we all like to do. So that was the inspiration behind the cleaning services. Of course, it grew a little bit more because some construction companies would finish tenders and then they would call our ladies in. But the main core behind it was to let the ladies relax a little bit.
Yeah,
and then of course the other two is kind of similar, because the events company I opened end of 2020, when I was now already retrenched at my tourism job, I realized that people are no longer traveling, so I'm no longer making a lot of garments, and Azania Exclusive Collections as a company, a fashion brand, is just not doing well. So I thought, like, okay, with less functions, why don't I provide in the Helderberg area where I stay, why don't I provide like events equipment, like tents for funerals or for small events, as the lockdown restrictions was going further down from level 5 to 4 to 3, then at least people had the options to have a couple of people around. And I invested in tents. Coming from tourism, I had, I think also what happened was with my marketing skills being so good, purely because of my tourism background, I started doing really well in a short amount of time, to the extent where I now need to add more equipment, more tents, more tables and everything. So, that started to become, another little baby. Baby number 3, I call it. And then the fourth child, the little business, is the furniture, where I actually thought, with people also not moving around a lot and going out, let me make one really nice Azania display item in your house. So, like, I'm not saying you should have a house that is now completely scattered with color, because the Azania brand is a colorful brand. It's an African print brand. So I'm just saying, like, have one piece of our items in your house that will just lighten up your day, from dining sets to just one ottoman in your house if you are not bold enough to let your whole lounge be colorful or a scatter cushion. So that is what we started. So those are the four businesses that I'm currently running.
Sure. And you say this with so much ease, Edna. I don't know how. You just said, like, everyone should be doing this. Like, hello, yes, I run four businesses. And so how do you ensure that you fulfill each and every role? Because you're also a mom. And, you know, like you said, as a working woman, as an entrepreneur, there is a lot that you have to do, you know, yes. to ensure that everyone around you is happy, your home is happy. And so how do you do it all? How do you do it with commitment and consistency?
I treat them separately. I'm very good with them, and that is probably, again, I'm going to sound like a broken record now, but in tourism, in having to be a consultant where you need to seal a deal, there's a process that you need to follow. I'm really good with separating everything and making sure that as soon as someone says they want to dress, then I know, okay, it's that department. I know who to contact in that department because I also have a team. I don't think any successful person can do everything by themselves. And so that's why maybe it sounds as if I'm very at ease with everything, is because every department I have a reliable person that I've been working for years with that person. So, for instance, if I'm in a business meeting, then I know Grace needs to be there and taking care of X, Y, Z in that department. So I separate myself also from the businesses so that I can have a clear perspective of all of them, because if you are too involved, you can sometimes lose yourself and not see what is needed. Mm-hmm. I'm also a person who likes to learn from the newer generation, because I'm in my late 30s, and I would learn from a 10-year-old who likes being on social media and Twitter. So I need to make sure that I'm in touch with how the economy and how the world is just evolving. So that is my answer to you. It's like I'm treating all four, and I'm calling myself as the first one. Individually, they all have their own bank accounts. I have my personal bank account. All four have their own. They have an accountant that takes care of them, so that when I'm home, I'm at peace. I know that this is now my time where I shouldn't be on my phone, because it's now family time. You understand?
I love that you treat everything separately. That is the key, you know, to it all, so that you can be committed and be consistent in every role that you hold.
Exactly.
Now, there's a lady that's sitting at home and saying, oh my goodness, Edna Kubega sounds incredible. She sounds amazing. Could I ever be her? You know, what is the message to that woman that feels lost, that feels like my dreams are not valid? You know, COVID has happened. A lot has changed. Maybe that woman got retrenched. Maybe she's starting afresh. You know, she's building again, because that's the journey of life. You know, you build, build, and sometimes you lose, and sometimes you have to build again. What is your message to that woman that feels lost and feels like they don't know what to do?
Sure. They should just know that it sounds, and I want to kind of emphasize on this, like it sounds amazing and sometimes it looks very glamorous, but there will never be a perfect time to start, first of all. So just do it. And if you are chosen for it, then you should know that you are destined for greater things. If you are chosen to, if you have it in your blood and in your gut to do business, do it, and there will never be a perfect time, and then you should be fine also with the falls of business. You shouldn't be difficult with yourself or too hard, because me myself, I'm a perfectionist, so I hate failing, but I had to learn that it's okay to when things doesn't work out, when you lose your fancy US dollar salary job, it's okay. And try to just get on with it, keep on going, and you will eventually get through every situation, and it is possible. We all come from it. Try to get a mentor also, and also try to have alone times and have that smaller circle of friends, rather, but people that you know that they will have your back through thick and thin. So that would be my message for someone who doesn't know where to start or when to start. And another important thing is we always think that we need to have millions of dollars in our accounts or rent and a big capital to start anything. Sometimes you don't need all of that. So I also had to speak to life coaches and people in business who sometimes just told me, like, Edna, you are complaining about things that it's not really that important. All that you need is your skill and your passion and disciplined, and that's basically it.
Yeah, skill and discipline, and that is basically it, you know, just do it, get up and do it. That's what Edna is telling us this afternoon. Edna, can you please share your social media handle so that someone listening or people all over the family listening can easily get through to you and maybe learn a little bit more from you or maybe use your services?
Of course. So on Facebook, I'm Edna Kubeka, and most of the companies I sometimes tag on my timeline. But the clothing brand is at Azania Exclusive Collections. And the cleaning is at Azania Cleaning Services. Then there's Azania Decor for the furniture and decor. And Azania Events. With them being so many, I sometimes forget. So it's Azania Events or something, but if you just click type in Azania, they should all kind of
come up.
Pop up. Yes, apologies for not being so good of.
Edna, thank you very, very much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
A journey it has been, and you've just done it with so much tenacity and bravery, and you know, the ability to be curious, because through your curiosity, you were able to then start something else, and you know, seeing what other people do in other countries, you know, and coming home and implementing that also goes a long way. So from our side at Radio K Pulpit 79 AM, we want to say congratulations on this journey and what you've achieved so far. We'll definitely be following your journey, and we look forward to many, many other milestones that you will go through. And many other achievements that you will come across in your lifetimes and in your business life. So thank you so much, and blessings.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you once again for having me on your show, and all the best to you as well. Have a lovely evening further.
Good afternoon. Bye-bye, Edna.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.